They bring a little old step ladder and you can get the bulb, they'll put it in there, it won't cost you nothing, but
yeah.
You can buy the bulb and tell them you've got it, and they'll come and put it in and walk right out, and it'll cost you a thing.
Okay.
So that's the way I do. I usually get some ahead. And then when I come from over the mountain over here, I had 3 bulbs. You see, I had that many to start with here. But I soon used them up, and I burned more than the lamps and anything else, I guess. And then my bathroom burned out. It has to have 2 bulbs.
Yeah.
It's stronger.
That's
certain to it. I've eaten something I shouldn't eat dinner, I guess, and maybe I just need cleaning out.
When you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you might carry it out in a
clothes basket or what, dish pan or whatever we pick up.
Okay.
Sometimes I'd put it in a dish pan or whatever, it's handy, the water bucket sometimes.
Okay. This is something like a barrel, only it's smaller. You might think of something that nails used to come in or something that gunpowder came in.
Yeah, I reckon they used to have little old things that they got gunpowder in. I don't remember too much about it either. I've seen them bring in it, and I've helped mold bullets. You know, for rifle guns.
Yeah. Do you remember what the barrel thing was called? It's smaller than a barrel.
They called them kegs, I believe. What they're big old, they used to call them old big water barrels, oil barrels. And you know, they get the oil out and then they burn them and then make water barrels.
Yeah. They call that a what?
Water. Oil barrels, they'd have coal oil or whatever they bring in it, and to get the scent out of the coal, you'd set a paper or something like that and burn it out, and then you'd make your water barrel out of it.
Okay.
That's what I always had over on the mountain, the old water barrels. Most of them had 2 of them, and some of them would get these here zinc barrels, I don't remember what. I don't remember too much about what they had in the zinc barrels, but I mean about the wood barrels, they'd have oil in them, and the scent of the oil would be in it and get you water, and you could burn it out in there. Of course, it just a flash, and
yeah.
It wouldn't hurt the barrel too much.
Okay, now on a barrel, you've got something running around it to keep the wood in place.
Well, that's hoops. That's what they call hoops.
Okay. And
well, some of them has iron hoops, and some of them used to make them out of people back in my growing up, but there was no such thing as iron hoops like they have now. And they'd whittle down a piece of wood and then lap it and plait it together. Put it down, and it'd last a long time, but it wouldn't last like iron.
Okay.
But it made a hoop.
This is something that you put in top of a bottle.
Corks.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument. And it's got reeds. And you do it like this.
Great job.
Okay. And now this is another musical instrument. You hold it between your teeth and you pick it with your fingers.
Jew's harp.
Okay. Do you ever have one of those?
Yeah. You still can play it. I broke the little prongs out and I battered a piece of something there, you know, and put one in.
Okay. Now this is something that you hit nails with.